From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Congress, some competing talk today of oil. Democrats are trying to fight oil speculators, while Republicans would rather focus on offshore drilling. Democrats want to lower gas prices by curbing speculation in oil futures, and their legislation survived a key vote in the Senate today. NPR's David Wellner reports on the tug of war over energy policy.
Speculation in oil futures markets has exploded over the past few years, ever since a Republican-led Congress changed the rules so anyone could buy oil futures, not just those who actually intended to use that oil. As a result, the number of futures contracts has increased nearly 12-fold since 2001. North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan today called it excessive, relentless speculation.
37% of the people in the oil futures market in the year 2000 were speculators. Now, oil speculators are 71% of the market. They've broken the market.
Democrats cited estimates that speculation is responsible for between 20 and 50% of the recent spike in oil prices. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wasn't buying it.
Nobody can say with a straight face that simply addressing speculation, a very narrow part of the problem, is a serious approach.
McConnell said he and his fellow Republicans want an extensive debate on energy, what he called the nation's number one issue. But Majority Leader Harry Reid flatly rejected the changes Republicans proposed adding to the anti-speculation bill.
They want 28 amendments. They're not serious about this. We are serious about it.
Reid accused Republicans of trying to undermine the anti-speculation measure.
47 different Republican senators have spoken at one time or another on the need to do something about speculation. That was before they heard from the oil companies, and I guess from some people on Wall Street. Now suddenly they don't think speculation's a big deal.
It is a big deal, said Nevada Republican John Ensign, but it's a deal, he warns, in danger of becoming the domain of foreign markets.
We've been willing to do something on the speculation front, as long as you're not destroying our futures markets in the United States and just sending those markets overseas.
At the White House today, spokeswoman Dana Perino played down the significance of speculation.
We believe that speculation does cause some volatility in the day-to-day market fluctuations of oil prices, but we believe that the root causes of high energy prices is supply and demand.
The Commodity Futures Trading Commission issued a report today cobbled together by various Bush administration agencies that also concludes supply and demand, not speculation, is the problem. But energy markets expert Roger Dewan of PFC Energy told a Senate panel last week it's not so much a problem of supply and demand of actual barrels of oil, but rather one of speculative contracts.
It's supply and demand of paper barrels. And these paper barrels, what you have right now, you have created a structure where you have a lot of people who want to hold paper demand. You don't have a lot of people who are willing to provide paper supply.
Another Senate panel heard today from recovering Texas oil man T. Boone Pickens. He warned lawmakers that the wise response to the oil price shock is not to drill more, but to expand solar and wind power.
We have walked into a trap, and we've got to get out of it. We are the ones that put ourselves there. Nobody else.
It's not clear whether the anti-speculation bill will keep moving forward. Republicans are balking at being limited to only two amendments. Democrats say one of those amendments can be on expanding oil drilling because they don't expect it to pass. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.